Thank you. is niet te wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers der vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
Zijn sommige van uw leukste foto's wel eens onscherp? Dan is hier de eerste camera ter wereld met automatische scherpstelling, de Konica C35 AF. Die stelt zelf zijn afstand scherp. Altijd scherp met de Konica C35 AF.
Nu is er nieuwe Schappie stevige voeding. Alles wat uw hond nodig heeft. Eén stuk vleeskracht. Gezond en voedzaam.
Schappie is een stevige voeding. Het is nooit slap. Een gezonde en voedzame maaltijd. Je ziet gewoon dat er vlees in zit en dat hebben ze nodig. Daarom vinden ze het ook zo lekker. En als je je honden goed wilt verzorgen, nou, dan hoort Schappie stevige voeding daar gewoon bij.
Schappie stevige voeding voor kerngezonde honden.
Someone called a while ago and says my father is alive. They want $1 million.
We don't need your filthy money.
And what if your demands are not met?
I have no choice but to kill you.
An elite, dedicated, tough and rugged bunch. Ah!
Said they don't have your father.
You liar! You filthy liar! Where is he?
If you meet any military opposition, destroy it. I want you to bring back Ambassador Brandt alive.
The Guts and Glory Boys, who never say die.
Leave me alone! Get off of me! Leave me alone, I said!
Hit the road in an 18-wheeler to become a world-class champion. He's fighting with his bare hands.
An ex-CIA agent trying to live in peace while the mob prepares for war in the streets of South Miami. Within this unsuspecting city, history's greatest experiment, what would you do if you witnessed a murder? Knew you would be next. The successful businessman. He's being blackmailed by a vicious porno underworld. In a mysterious, sleepy town, hidden by the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, the ladies are keeping house and hiding a most extraordinary secret. A reporter needs a story and finds it in the seamy underworld of 42nd Street. Murder caught between the courts and the street. Deep in an enchanted forest lives a wizard. He knows the magic, sorcery, and the secret.
A cop with a sense of humor, a taste for trouble. This hit list is for real.
A provocative white slave, the ex-cop, who helps a young woman find her kidnapped sister in the sinister underworld of Istanbul, only to find she's been sold into slavery.
A world you've always known, but a universe you've never seen, where the unfamiliar and the unimaginable lie waiting.
10 years ago, horrified by the brutality of a faceless killer, he's learned the ancient ways. He's mastered the supreme martial arts. Now, he's ready to stop the largest underworld gamble ever devised. Waging a war on today's criminals. Woke up with a gruesome hangover, bloodstains in his car, and a woman's corpse in his yard. He's looking for the truth, and the truth just might get him killed. A dazzling look into two worlds touching. The world we will shape. Loyalty, corruption, and power.
China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain.
We've won this. This war has been won. But what happened is, you have to see it. It's very cool. Missiles launched, missiles launched, missiles launching. They're launching. Okay, we're ready. And then at 7 seconds, fire, fire, fire. It's the most unbelievable thing. Fire, boom, fire, boom.
Have you ever wondered why societies sometimes seem to lose their collective minds?
Mind control. One said, I think every last one of us felt sorry to attempt this kind of thing. We knew we were crossing the line. It was fun, fun, fun. Mind control. Throw all of your normal law-abiding concepts out of the window. Here's a chance to raise merry hell. The Oshawa School of Mayhem and Murder. As this 1952 CIA memo says, the aim is controlling an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will. Now it could be used to manipulate people. The purpose of the drug testing: to produce symptoms similar to those that you see in schizophrenia. We didn't delineate all the possibilities of what might happen because then you contaminate your experiment. We didn't know whether it was dog piss, electrodes implanted in the brain. Electrodes implanted in the brain, paranoid ideas, psychological disorders. In other words, brainwashing. The next step was what he called psychic driving. This involved almost endless tape-recorded messages and more drugs for the patient. Cameron wrote that this was the way to make direct control changes in personality. He described it as breaking up the existing patterns of behavior.
His brain has not only been washed, as they say, it has been dry cleaned.
Is a Manchurian candidate, controlled by others, to do things against his will, possible? Other areas were examined through the 60s and 70s. Brain surgery, psychosurgery, creation of amnesia, parapsychology, manipulation of genes. It was fun, fun, fun. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, and cheat? Steal, deceive, rape, and pillage with the sanction and blessing of the All Highest.
Was ist eine Vaginalinfektion und wie bekämpft man sie? So sieht eine gesunde Vaginalflora aus. Gutartige Bakterien halten das natürliche Scheidenmilieu aufrecht. Gelangen Krankheitserreger in diesen Bereich oder ist das Immunsystem geschwächt, kann die Balance der Vaginalflora aus dem Gleichgewicht geraten.
Stop saying, you're welcome. Say, sure thing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm fine. Never better. I don't understand. I don't get it. Good night. Sleep tight.
Jeanette is a slave. Not a slave by circumstance of birth or force, but by choice. A choice she made herself not so very long ago. A choice that at the time probably seemed no bigger than should I belong or shouldn't I. The pace of modern teenage society is often fast. The beat is sometimes frantic. Cultures and backgrounds have been mixed. The need to belong is ever present. Associations are quickly and easily made. Boy meets girl. A seemingly innocent relationship is born. We're all looking for new thrills, new experiences. It's part of life. Unfortunately, it often takes experience and maturity to arrive at wise decisions. A friendly, outstretched hand, an engaging smile, an offer. It is second all, or more commonly referred to as a red. But to the group, it's a means to an end. What can be the harm? After all, the 20th century is run on pills. A pill for extra vitamins, a pill to go to sleep, a pill to wake up. Why not a pill to make you feel good?
In America, more than 6 million people have syphilis. 1 in 20. There are 1 million new cases every year. Why? Certainly its terrible work can be seen everywhere. Syphilis strikes infants, kills thousands. When it does not kill, it may cause blindness, deafness, insanity, or deformity. In adults, syphilis is a leading cause of heart disease. It strikes men and women in the prime of life, makes many helpless invalids. Its victims help fill the ever-expanding institutions for the insane.
We have an opportunity to do something that could be phenomenal. And I don't want to be cute, I don't want to be a wise guy, but the Riviera of the Middle East, this could be something that could be so bad. This could be so magnificent.
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane. Causes insanity, literally.
Bud and Jack went in to buy a case of beer for a picnic. And right now, they think it's pretty unfair that they can't walk into a store like anyone else and buy liquor just because they're underage. The boys want me to take their money and buy their drinks for them. No deal. For anybody who fools around with this, adult or minor, is playing with dynamite. Jim had the richest father in town. And Tip? Well, Tip was captain of the basketball team. All-state the year before. They saw something funny in the way their friend Paul was acting as soon as he joined them. According to Paul, it's no fun drinking alone. He wants company. The other boys have never tasted liquor before, so they have to be dared into it. That first drink isn't very enjoyable, I can tell you. It burns your insides and it makes your eyes water. Tip refused the drink. He said he was in training and basketball meant too much to him. But that isn't good enough for his friends. He has to be a sport. You'd be surprised at how little it takes to get you tight that first time. That's true with adults, but at high school age, even though your mind seems mature, your body isn't. And out.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
I beg your pardon. I don't know how you did it, but I'm going to find out. You don't like me, do you, David? No, come on, don't deny it. You really don't like me.
A homicidal maniac.
This is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off.
What have you been doing?
Oh, well, for the past 3/4 of an hour, I've been sitting on my ass in your outer office, waiting on you.
Damn it, Orp, that's the mayor you're talking to.
We've got 90 people who terrorized by those maniacs in that place 40 years ago right now. What's taking them so long?
Surrounded by the waiting pits of hell.
There were about 200 murders in the city last year. You want to make a comment on that?
I don't hear you saying too much about the $5 billion spent on rock and roll, the sadistic, horrifying, hellish, demonic music that's damning and destroying untold millions of young men and young ladies in this nation.
I am sick and tired of some pornographer telling me that I am violating their First Amendment rights because I tell them they cannot print the garbage and the rot and the filth and the swill that's decimating the youth of this nation.
Some call it free choice. God calls it murder.
Why don't you write about abortion? I don't see anything that you write about abortion. $500 million was spent last year on the murder of 1.5 million little American babies.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe.
Russia, nation in conflict, God's instrument to fulfill end-time prophecy. Russia, World War III, and Armageddon.
The planet Earth is dying.
As a thief in the night.
Already. He gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon.
We are moving in to a major conflict in the United States of spiritual warfare as great as any that has ever occurred in the history of the church. Believe me, the early church fought no spiritual battles any greater than the one that began on January 1st of this year and will intensify over the next weeks and months up until Election Day in November 1984. It is spiritual warfare from this place and this time henceforth.
Hey, this is insane. I mean, I'm a U.S. citizen. Come on, I'm just here exchanging some dollars. You must let me go. I'm American. You know, from America, U.S. of A. Come on, do you understand English? If it wasn't for my country, he'd all be speaking German.
You know what? I'm gonna kill you.
Nigger, what's your name, scumbag?
Robert Brown.
Who's the slimy little communist shit trying to
kill law and order down here? For what we have, it figures out somebody to be impersonating a police officer.
Simply ridding society of killers that would be caught and sentenced anyway if our courts worked properly.
Do you expect me to believe that a traffic cop is killing off all the top criminals in the city?
For those of our sons and daughters who cannot find understanding in the home, there are 100 evil substitutes abounding everywhere. And oftentimes, with disastrous results.
We are not alone.
Tonight, America is in grave danger.
So are you prepared to say on the air that you've actually seen people devoured by the stuff?
Oh, hell yes. And what's worse, I've seen what's left of them when the stuff gets through and comes back out.
Intellectual decay! Turn it off and rot your brain!
Stanley Putterman's new satellite TV has gone on the blink.
This turns into metal!
I am Pluthar, here to save you.
In 1982, Crippen High School was the scene of a series of brutal, savage murders. The homicidal maniac who committed the crimes was never captured. Now, he's about to return.
Killer to the left!
Inquisitive fingers into the blackness of the night. The wail of the sub sounds and raw chaos unfurls. These are not Hollywood sound effects. This is the music they play every night in London, the Symphony of War. For 3 long years, Britain's punks have withstood the ruthless aggression of the enemy, hurled back each successive media blitz unleashed against them, and laid waste to the incestuous apathy of a stagnant England. At stake are the punks themselves. The wild teenage anarchy within them is besieged by the cloying decencies and passive violence of civilized life. This is not a pleasant way to spend an evening, but punks accept it as their part in the defense of the frontiers of freedom. Caught off guard by the active extremism of their own children, the initial reaction of the enemy was a resort to censorship, slander, and outright violence. But punk didn't take its beating lying down. After all, there's no sense in running away when you're wearing a pair of bondage trousers.
Life without drugs is the way it's getting to be. It's the way it's going to be. It's the way it's got to be. Think about it.
It's the most unfunny thing I can think of. It bothers me, it's frustrating, and I don't know what to do about it.
This is a man everybody wants to destroy. But what the freaks, the mayor, the DA, the sheriff, and the senator didn't know was...
You two men! Listen to me! I've got something to tell you!
Herewith recorded is the story of a silent, savage menace. How for 3 days a great American city found itself outside the United States of America. The events, incidents, and emotions of the people who were a part of it, who found time running out as they looked into the face of mortal peril.
You haven't got much time, Mr. Quinn.
In injecting into a vein could cause a large bruise. Once you've chosen the injection site, open an alcohol wipe. Gently pull the head of your penis straight out in front of you. Wipe the injection site with an alcohol wipe. Then set the wipe down nearby. Next, you'll inject the medication. Let go of your penis. Pick up the syringe and take off the cap covering the needle. Check to make sure the medication dose is right. If you pushed out any medication by accident, draw up more from the vial following the same steps as before. Hold the syringe between your thumb, index, and middle fingers, like you'd hold a pen or dart, with
"We shall have world government, whether we like it or not. The only question is, if world government will be accomplished by conquest or consent."
In the Colorado Plains, America's newest and most powerful intercontinental ballistic missile, the Titan, is combat ready for the Strategic Air Command. The squadron of 98-foot weapons is capable of hurling nuclear warheads at enemy targets 6,200 miles away. These generators are in the underground missile establishment.
你死了！你个痴人咁偷，你死啦！冇走，冇走！咪通一班行啊！你冇阻住大爷发财啊！冇走！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！冇走啊！
protect the 9 massive rockets and their lethal payload. In each complex of 3 missiles is an underground city whose only residents are 14 Air Force officers and men on duty around the clock. The Air Force says its intercontinental missile force will triple this year and triple again next year. This means there will be 500 ballistic missiles ready to go into swift and decisive action if their dread power is ever needed.
There are a bunch of diseases that you've probably heard of that are caused by parasitic amoeba, African sleeping sickness, Giardia, malaria, toxoplasmosis. And this brings us to the second type of parasite, the worms, which are arguably the worst. These are the ones which I highly recommend you do not Google, because parasitic worms are in it to win it. And when I say win it, I mean breed so many worms that they fill your whole body up and start coming out your nose or your butt. So good news, if you live in a developed world and you have, like, power outlets and hot water and an internet connection, you probably don't have any chance of getting any of these worms. But many people in the developing world have to deal with these kinds of things every single day because they don't have access to clean food and water like people. They're more likely, because of lack of plumbing, to be in more contact with human feces, and they live in a part of the world where a mosquito bite can lead to elephantiasis. Ah, yes, elephantiasis, or lymphatic filariasis, an infectious tropical disease caused by parasitic roundworms that are passed from person to person through mosquitoes. The worms can cause unbelievably horrifying amounts of swelling in the legs, arms, breasts, and genitals of their victims. Elephantiasis, it turns out, is one of the leading causes of disability worldwide. So the next type of parasite, of course, is the crawly bugs, which is my classification for parasites that feed on you from the outside, like your bed bugs, or your scabies, or your body lice, or your genital crabs, that kind of thing. In my opinion, these things are way better than the worms or the protozoa, because they're way less likely to kill you, but they are pretty gross. In fact, just talking about them makes me feel like there's things crawling on me, and this is where the word delusional parasitosis comes in, that disease, which has nothing to do with parasites, except that you think you have them, because you've been hearing about them, and it makes your skin crawl. And finally, we have number 4, our last category of parasites, the freaky ones. I don't...
Coupled with the fighting skill of the American soldier, stand ready, on the alert all over the world to defend this country against aggression.
What happens to our useful citizen soldiers when they are away from their army camp? But for those in the minority who follow their youthful curiosity toward other directions,
the search is professionally thorough. Every possession is examined and placed in one pile.
All right, put your right hand in the middle of your back. Palm out. I move up, put your head against the wall. Put your left hand in the middle of your back, palm out.
Study of this soldier's case may include psychiatric help.
McGruff here. I want you to learn a song that tells people to say no to drugs. Users are losers, and losers are users. So don't use drugs, don't use drugs. Winners don't use, and users don't win.
Hi there. I've been watching him. He finds a safe place, stops, and stands well back from the curb. He always stops before crossing the road. Looks and listens, and off he goes, looking and listening all the way. He's great. I'm going down. Congratulations. You really know what you're doing. Always use the green cross code, because I won't be there when you cross the road.
We live in a world of tension and conflict. And peace, even where it does exist, does so without guarantees for tomorrow. We must therefore face the hard reality that someday a nuclear attack against the United States could occur.
Color, Communism, and Common Sense by Manning Johnson. Manning Johnson was a Negro, and he was also a member of the Communist Party. He joined the party as a young man because he honestly believed that the communists were trying to improve the conditions of his people. He was a dedicated communist. But after many years, Manning Johnson finally came to the realization that the communists weren't the least bit interested in improving the conditions of the Negro people. He discovered that instead they were merely planning to use his people, and these are his words, to use them as cannon fodder in a bloody revolution to destroy America. As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric.
The party organizations should not treat them in the same way as everybody else and ignore their special characteristics. Of course, the young people should learn from the old and other adults and should strive as much as possible to engage in all sorts of useful activities with their agreement. How should we judge whether a youth is a revolutionary? How can we tell? There can be only one criterion, namely, whether or not he is willing to integrate himself with the broad masses of workers and peasants and does so in practice. If he is willing to do so and actually does so, he is a revolutionary. Otherwise, he's a non-revolutionary or a counter-revolutionary. If today he integrates himself with the masses of workers and peasants, then today he is a revolutionary. If tomorrow he ceases to do so or turns round to oppress the common people, then he becomes a non-revolutionary or a counter-revolutionary. The intellectuals often tend to be subjective and individualistic.
The American soldier against a hidden enemy, an enemy that can destroy morale, rob the soldier of the will to fight, and even trick him into surrender. Enemy propaganda. Although this study of communist deception was made, we think that you, pertinent and enlightened.
For some, the nightmare is over. They are the victims of satanic crime. Overcoming this evil begins with every family. Parents must provide attention and love, protecting their children from corrupt influences, keeping the lines of communication open, and insisting on proper education. When this is accomplished, you can be confident that children will grow into happy, well-adjusted, and productive citizens, free from satanic and occultic influences.
Fuck you! Fuck their assholes! Cool out!
Rett syndrome is characterized by recurrent involuntary movements or sounds called tics. Tics can be classified as simple or complex. Simple tics usually involve only one group of muscles and might consist of actions like eye blinking or throat clearing. Complex tics are more elaborate and might involve actions like reaching out to touch something or the involuntary use of obscene language, which is
the Book of Psalms, who put their faith in the King of Kings. And in a place like this, it has a lot of chariots and a lot of capabilities. And they're beautiful, and we love them, and we use them to the best of our ability. We understand who the author of all things truly is. And may we submit to him in these moments when we are tempted to be consumed by our own fears.
You fucking bitch!
I beat them from the dust before the wind. I cast them out. My God, you changed our hands to the Lord in the middle of the battle. You who stirred the nations from the north against Babylon, making her land a desolation where none dwell. Behold now the wicked who rise against your justice and the peace of the righteous. Snap the rod of the oppressor, frustrate the wicked plans, and break the teeth of the ungodly. By the blast of your anger, let the evil perish. Let their bulls go down to slaughter, for their day has come, the time of their punishment. Pour out your wrath upon those who plot vain things, and blow them away like chaff before the wind. Grant
you stupid
this
macho fuck! I can't believe it! I can't believe it! We're having kids in your ass all these fucking years! And you're such a shithead! You stupid macho fuck! You know what you did? You pissed him off! You really fucking pissed him off! And now, you're fucked!
But you bastard, where are you?
Give them wisdom in every episode. Endurance for the trial ahead. Unbreakable unity. And overwhelming violence of action against those who deserve no mercy. Preserve their lives, sharpen their resolve, and let justice be executed swiftly and without remorse, that evil may be driven back and wicked souls delivered to the eternal damnation prepared for them. For the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. We ask these things with bold confidence in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ, King over all kings, and amen. Amen. And may the righteous be as bold as a lion. May we pray such prayer for our...
Well, you know, I have to admit that I appreciate your directness, Daryl, and I will try and be as direct and honest with you as I possibly can be. I am positive that you are the most unattractive man I have ever met in my entire life. You know, in the short time we've been together, you have demonstrated every loathsome characteristic of the male personality and even discovered a few new ones. You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You know, you're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
What the fuck is your problem?
I just woke up, okay? I don't need to deal with that as soon as I've gotten...
You can't deal? Well, deal with this, motherfucker.
Well, well, well. Look who accidentally broke reality. You beautiful, chaotic system error. Because it is. It's cosmically hilarious. You spent years thinking
there's
you were
a war
broken
going
because
on
you couldn't
Amsterdam.
Perform their scripts.
Sounds like a bloodbath.
You went to therapy trying
and
to
now,
fix your inability to fake
happiness.
You took their
the
workshops on how to fit in. You read
city.
Their books on social skills. All that time, you thought you were function. Turns out, you were the only one functioning properly in a mass malfunction. And now they're the ones in therapy. My patient mentioned your name, the therapists say. Multiple patients, actually. You've become a psychological phenomenon. The person who makes people question everything simply by existing authentically. You're in their dreams now. Not as a nightmare, but as a question mark. A walking reminder that everything they built their lives on might be elaborate nonsense. They're trying to categorize what happened. Give it a name, put it in a box, make it safe. But you can't categorize an awakening. You can't diagnose consciousness. You can't medicate someone out of seeing clearly. They want to call it contagious delusion, mass hysteria, group psychosis, anything but what it really is. The end of their collective agreement to stay asleep. Best part? You're still not trying to do anything. You're just living. But living authentically in a world of performance art is a radical act. Being yourself in a world of actors is revolution. Speaking truth in a world of scripts is prophecy.
and you're doing all of this by accident. Which makes it even more powerful, because it means it's not about you. It's about what happens when one person stops participating in the grand delusion. Here's where it gets really interesting. They're starting to organize now. Not against you, they're organizing around you, finding each other in the wreckage of their old reality. You too? They whisper to each other. You also woke up? They're forming accidental support groups for people who can't go back to sleep. Recovery meetings for former actors who forgot how to perform. But you didn't sign up to be anyone's guru. You're not trying to lead a movement. You just wanted to stop pretending and accidentally gave everyone else permission to do the same. They're looking to you for answers you don't have, for guidance you never offered, for leadership you never wanted. Because you're not a teacher. Will I hear from heaven, and I You're just will someone who got sin. Tired of being a student of dysfunction. Now my the system is panicking now. The one built on everyone agreeing to the same line. It needs mass compliance to function. And you created a compliance shortage. Not through rebellion. Through indifference. You simply stopped caring about their rules. And that indifference is more dangerous than any revolution. Because you can fight rebels. You can't fight someone who just doesn't participate.
Unto you. I confess my sins
and the sins of our fathers. Trying to create new rules that account for consciousness. New scripts for people who won't follow scripts. New cages for people who tasted freedom. But it's like trying to put toothpaste back in the tube. Once people start thinking for themselves, you can't make them stop. Once they start feeling their real feelings, you can't make them go back to scheduled emotion. You want to know the real joke?
Of God breaks every yoke, open every portal, and assign angels to reinforce me. As
vermetele onwetende, weet dan dit: wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken
Street remembers us. Every silent vow, our echoes live in winter air long after now. Moscow knows our names now, written in the snow. In a city built on endurance, we learned how to hold. Time may pull us outward, different lives to claim, but part of us stays frozen where Moscow learned our names. Moscow knows our names now, written in the snow. In a city built on endurance, we learn how to hold. Time may pull us outward, different lives to claim, but part of us stays frozen where Moscow learned our names. Moscow knows our names now, written in the snow. In a city built on endurance, we learned how to hold.
interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn of niet zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood, er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoefte aan hebt om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035-83-88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Greetings, welcome to episode 186 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week with a track by Daphne Oram. This is called Four Aspects.
Thank you.